Village Radio shows are available 24/7 on WSRadio.com, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. So for the final segment today, we're visiting with somebody who is blogging about wine, but in a unique and cool way. As her target audience isn't the wine aficionado or wine expert, but the wine newbie. Sylvia Ortega Franco of Sylvia's Vin would like nothing more than for you to follow along as you learn about wine together. Sylvia Ortega Franco dedicated her career to environmental engineering for many years. But then, in 2014, she left Barcelona, Spain, the city in which she was born, to pursue a passion she had about learning about wine and now she does. Now she wants everybody to know, does that really sound cool? Yes, she says, especially here in the States where everything about wine sounds sophisticated. But the truth, from where she's from, wine is so embedded in the culture, a part of everyday life, that wine and everything related to it does not seem to be so sophisticated. So she wants to have a blog that explains her journey about what she learns academically about different wines of the world. And at the end of her journey, she wants to pass the sommelier examination. Sylvia, welcome to the show.
Welcome, Rob.
Hey, I misread part of that because I spilled water on my notes and it smeared. I couldn't make out the words. Darn inkjet printers. Hey, so anyway, I don't want you to be nervous. We're just going to have fun today, okay?
Okay, I'll try.
Yeah, so we've got 7 minutes to talk now. So where did your idea about a blog for beginners, where did that all come from?
Well, it appeared sometime after I decided to begin to learn about wine, because back in Spain, when I was studying enology, one of the things that scared me most was to check if I was going to be able to identify wine as the experts do, like, you know, this drilling and sniffing and tasting. And then when they finally say, like, very self-confidently, this is a Pinot Noir from Oregon, and it's 2012 vintage, you know? And this kind of assertion always seemed to me a bit magical, and as the result of having, a super taste power or something like this. But when I was studying, I read about the deductive method that wine experts use, that I learned that what they make is a guess in their minds about what a specific wine it can be. And at the end, in phases, they confirm or discard their assumptions and options by tasting the wine. And at the end, they come out with the only probable option. And there were no magic, just an educated deduction that you can learn it. So for me, this learning, this so obvious thing became a kind of epiphany. And I could not stop telling all my friends and family about this discovery, which for me was really crucial. And I'm explaining it so many times until a friend, maybe a bit sick of listening to me, asked me why I did not post it on Facebook, because he found that the way I say it was useful and simple. And from the Facebook post, it go into a blog to explain simple wine topics.
Okay, so that makes sense, and I think it's really great what you're doing, because there are there's a lot of great blogs out there. I have many friends that are great bloggers, some of the top bloggers, rated bloggers in the world. But I know of none. Mm-hmm. I know of zero bloggers. Now, maybe there are some, but I know of no bloggers that really are focusing on wine beginners, or what I call the wine newbie. And I think that's really a fun way to go about this, and I think that you're going to learn a lot. And I think people that, in fact, I'll tell you, one of the guys here in the station who is learning about wine, I told him he should check out your blog. So I've already tried to get you a follower. So now, so why did you decide to focus on the States?
Well, the idea appeared even before I moved here, because I thought American wine culture was a good starting point for me because of the sensation I got from a previous holiday trip I made to the States. It was in 2008. It was my first travel to America. And I remember entering in a fast food restaurant and asking for wine there and being really astonished when they told me that they could not serve it. And I remember myself thinking, well, how these people can develop a humble relation with wine if they can ask operate only in a restaurant with a menu. I mean, they don't have an option of entering a simple cafe and ask just for a glass of your house wine, because in Finland that was pretty normal. So I was really astonished because of that. And the second thing was that being actually in a restaurant and realizing that with a $6 glass of wine, you don't get anything special. Sorry for this. And then you have to add the taxes and fees over this price. So back in Spain or even France, you can have a good wine for less than $3, taxes included. So all of these make me think how the wine consumption was positioned in the States. And I get the sensation that wine here was more elitist or a luxury product, and it was way more like this than it's been in a traditional wine producer countries like Spain, France, Italy, or even Germany. So that's what make me think that this kind of positioning was making people to think that they should know about wine to make an educated purchase or asking for it in a restaurant. So it occurred to me that focusing in the States, I can have a way to do my goal of transmitting the wine culture in a simple and very humble way, talking about topics and legends from the point of view of someone that has spent their entire life in a wine culture country, but with a very progressive, common, or humble approach. I mean, I started drinking wine as a mid-afternoon snack with my grandfather, and much later on, I decided to study wine, and not the other way around. And it seems to me like here, people have the perception that you need to know about wine before you can enjoy it. So that's why I picked the
state. I love the explanation, and I could see that you were basically a foreigner with your perception, and a person's perception mm-hmm. to that person is reality. So if you perceive something to be a certain way, that's what you believe. Same. If somebody else sees, no, everybody does. That's human nature. So I love that. I love that. And heck, when you come to the States, you want to be able to have a nice red wine with a Tempranillo with your Big Mac.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love that.
It wasn't possible.
Well, let me tell you that now some Starbucks are now serving wine, and
yeah.
even another place, some Walmarts are now serving wine. So
yeah, I heard also about, I think it was one of these burgers, big, I don't know which is now, because I make a mess with all of them, but one of these big chains.
Yeah, I want to be. We have, believe it or not, we just got a minute left already. So I want. What's your website name?
It's sylviavins.com.
Okay, and, so for our listeners, that's S is in Sam, I L V I A V I N S. So it's Sylvia's. It would be pronounced as Sylvia's Vins, but it's Sylvia's Vins. .com, right? And we're gonna and you got great content on your site. I really highly suggest listeners that you go check out her site, in particular if you want to learn about it, because you can learn about it with Sylvia. Am I right there?
Yeah.
All right. So is there what? And you have great content on your site. It'd be a great thing for any beginner. And there's our bump out music, Sylvia. It goes by so fast, but I'd like to invite you back another time as you get further along. And we'll get into more mm-hmm. specifics about what you're doing. How's that?
Sure.
Thank you.
Sure, yeah.
All right, we'll put links up on vinvillage.com. You've been listening to Vin Village Radio on the WS Radio Network, the worldwide leader in internet talk.